Welcome to Earnestly Contending for the Faith.com. This is Brother Mike Sutherland. Today we're going to be presenting yet another presentation in our series that we have chosen to call Salvation Briefs. The title of today's presentation is Who is the Holy Ghost? The Bible, God's Holy Word, says, the Holy Ghost is God. John 4, verse 24 says this, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Acts chapter 5, verses 3 and 4 state this, but Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie unto the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the prices of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. Notice that it was the Holy Ghost that he lied to. And Acts chapter 5 says the Holy Ghost was that God was lied unto. Number 2, the Holy Ghost inspired the Scriptures. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 states this, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 2 states this, the Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21 read as follows, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Number 3, the Holy Ghost convicts the world of sin. John chapter 16, verses 7 and 8 put it this way, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Now that phrase in there where it says he will reprove the world of sin, that is talking about that conviction. Number 4, the Lord Jesus Christ baptizes every born-again believer into the body of Christ with the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost indwells them forever. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 and 13 put it this way, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 22 states this, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 5 says this, now he that hath wrought for us the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given us unto us the earnest of his Spirit. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30 states this, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17 state this, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 states this, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 reads this way, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Number 5, the Holy Ghost comforts God's children by teaching and interpreting the Scriptures. John 14, verse 26 puts it this way, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 reads as follows, "Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." 1 John chapter 2, verse 27 has this to say, "But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him." Number 6, the Holy Ghost glorifies Jesus, not himself. John 15, verse 26, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." John chapter 16, verses 13 and 14, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you." Number 7, the Holy Ghost separates God's children from the devil's children. We read this in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 16. "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Number 8, the Holy Ghost assures the child of God of forgiveness and eternal security. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 states this, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Continuing on in Romans chapter 8, verse 16, it says this, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." Number 9, the Holy Ghost intercedes on behalf of the child of God. We see that again in Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God." Number 10, the Holy Ghost is a must for salvation. Romans chapter 8, verse 9 states this, "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." Let me emphasize that. "Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." Next up we have Luke chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, states this, "John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. Verse 12, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Next up, we have 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Luke 13, verse 3, I tell you nay, but except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Romans chapter 10, verses 13 and 14, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Titus chapter 3, verse 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Now, I need to let you know this, that in the King James Bible, and this is unique to the King James Bible, the Holy Spirit is not the third person of the Trinity. In the King James Bible, the Holy Ghost is the third person of the Trinity. The term Holy Spirit actually only occurs, I think, 7 times in the King James Bible, but that term Holy Ghost occurs 90 different times in the King James Bible. And any time that we see that word Holy Ghost used, it is an expression of the name of the third person of the Trinity. Now, the work of the Holy Ghost in any vessel of flesh in the King James Bible is identified as the work of the Spirit, and that's in an uppercase S, S-P-I-R-I-T, in the King James Bible. And in closing this session out, I want to remind you, when we ask the question, who is the Holy Ghost? We have these 10 items that are an expression of who the Holy Ghost is. Number 1, the Holy Ghost is God. Number 2, the Holy Ghost inspired the Scriptures. Number 3, the Holy Ghost convicts the world of sin. Number 4, the Lord Jesus Christ baptizes every born-again believer into the body of Christ with the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost indwells them forever. Number 5, the Holy Ghost comforts God's children by teaching and interpreting the Scriptures. Number 6, the Holy Ghost glorifies the Lord Jesus Christ and not himself. Number 7, the Holy Ghost separates God's children from the devil's children. Number 8, the Holy Ghost assures the child of God of forgiveness and eternal security. Number 9, the Holy Ghost intercedes on behalf of the child of God. And finally, number 10, the Holy Ghost is a must for salvation. Folks, salvation is all of God, and every member of the Trinity, including God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, work to bring men and women to salvation who put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and repent of their sin. I want to thank you for joining us today.